I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, before we delve into things, I just want to tell you about our Liverpool streaming service. It is Redmen Plus. Get involved over there for extra Redmen shows in video form, in podcast form. You've got documentaries, features, interviews, and a hell of a lot more besides. If you join as a club legend, you get the Discord chat, you'll get free merchandise and a host of extra bonus perks. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Get over there, get involved. Otherwise, let's face it, you're going to miss out on amazing Liverpool stuff in your life.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Redmen TV. It is the starting 11 prediction show. I'm Chris Page. I'm here to try and predict the Jurgen Klopp starting 11 for the Leeds game on Saturday night, back in action in the Premier League, of course. Jurgen's press conference isn't till tomorrow, so I'm doing it ahead of that. So wish me luck is what I'm trying to say. So before I get into it, obviously big win for Liverpool last night, of course, 3-0 away from home. Going to be some tired legs out there, but we do have a couple of players back in contention for this game. One, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, and one, Naby Keita, could be considered to be on the bench for this one, which will be interesting. Got more players to pick from than it feels like in forever. So I think the other thing for me is that I have no idea what formation Jurgen's going to play anymore. Is it going to be 4-3-3? Is it going to be that 4-3-1-2 that we saw last night? Is it going to be 4-4-2? Is it going to be 4-2-4? Is it going to be 4-2-3-1? And that's even before you get to what players Jurgen is going to select. So yeah, I really do need some help on this one. So start with the goalkeeper. That, I am pretty certain, barring injury, will be Alisson Becker. Kelleher, I'm going to say, goes onto the bench then. Left back, who are our options? We've got, obviously, Robertson and Kostas Tsimikas are the two main options for left back. So I think what I'll do is I'll put Kostas Tsimikas over there and we'll run with Andy Robertson after a great performance last night. You know, you think about the corner for Darwin Núñez's goal, but also the run that fed Bobby Firmino for the chance that Darwin Núñez actually missed. That was Andy Robertson. I thought he was integral last night. Centre-backs, I'm going to start with Virgil van Dijk, sorry. And then, again, much like last week, got a choice between Konaté and Gomez. I'd like to see Konaté in the side, but, you know, it's probably more likely I'll err on the side of caution this time after getting it wrong and erring on the side of reckless abandon last time and going for Konaté. So I'll go for Gomez there. Right back, the options, Ramsey, Trent Alexander-Arnold and James Milner. So I'm going to start by removing Calvin Ramsey and I'll put him over there for now because I thought if he was to get any type of a start in this game, he would have needed minutes in the last one. Now I'm thinking we're earmarking Derby in the cup for probably Ramsey. I'm going to start with Trent Alexander-Arnold, partly because we've got those games obviously next week where we can probably have a little bit of a rest and, or whatever. So I'll move Nat Phillips as well. Centre midfielders, how many are we going to go with? Let's group them all together to begin with. I think they're probably, 8 options in the middle of the park for now. And potentially Harvey Elliott as well. it looks like we could play a three-man midfield. We've got the bodies to do this. I'm going to remove Stefan Bajcetic for now, although I did like his little cameo last night. I think Jordan Henderson's had a knock, obviously, on his knee. Hopefully that's not too bad. Thiago, we've got to hope that his ear infection improves. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Naby Keita, I think, maybe make the bench this time around. Obviously, they're back in training, which leaves us with, Fabinho, Thiago, Milner, Henderson, Elliot and Jones. I'm going to move Elliot into the forward positions for now. I'm going to go that it is actually going to be Fabinho. And if he's fit, Jordan Henderson. I'm going to err on the side of caution with Thiago again because he's not been training so far this week that I know of. I'm going to move Kurt Jones out of there after him starting the other day. So I'm left with three guys. If Henderson's fit and available, I think he'll go with Jordan Henderson. If he isn't, I think Jürgen will probably go with James Milner in the middle of the park against his former club, of course. Then I'm going to move Milner up there. I'm going to bring the forward options in so we can talk about them a little bit. Darwin Núñez, mad as a box of frogs last night again. You know, gets the goal from the most unlikely of headers, I think, in some regard. It was a really difficult chance, but misses a really easy chance. Salah with a beautiful finish, of course. Bobby Firmino dropping really deep from that 10 position. Carvalho, I'm going to move him over there for now. Am I? Yes, I am. I'm going to go that he goes with those four lads in these positions again. So actually, I've taken a really long time to say I think Jürgen's going to go with the same 11 players. Now, I'm probably wrong there, and again, we didn't see that formation last night, did we? We saw a bit more of something along... It was a bit more like that last night, wasn't it? That sort of four there, three with Elliot being quite high, and then a one behind two. But I do think back in Premier League action at Anfield that we can be a little bit more adventurous in terms of our formation. And I think Jürgen might go back to the four up front jobby. And obviously when you're defending, that therefore means that it goes back into a bit of a 4-4-2. So, I think I'm quite happy with that. Subs have got a little bit of work to do. I think we'll only have the one goalkeeper. I think it might only be Naby or Ox. I don't think you'd use both of them. I'm going to say that if Konate is there, Nat Phillips sits this one out. So I need to drop two more players. I think Milner will definitely be there, which means that Ramsey might not, because we've got options with Milner and Tsimikas, who can play fullback position. Then Stefan Bajcetic, who can obviously play centre mid. Hopefully Thiago's okay, and I think if he is okay, that it might mean that Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain drops out, and therefore that I am left with my nine subs. So the forward options would be Carvalho and Kurt Jones. Probably you can join the forward line, or maybe these sort of two positions here, and you'd have to shuffle around if you're going to bring them in. Konate, obviously, your centre-back cover. Milner and Bajcetic, your midfield cover with Naby Keita, who's probably unlikely to get minutes in this one. Spirit says, was Bobby effective in yesterday's match? Do we need something else? Also, Fab, was he good enough? Fab looks like he's running in treacle at the moment, doesn't he? He looks a shadow of the form of the player that he was. You could go with Milner as he seems to play him and rest him lately, but I would save him for the League Cup. I think Milner should captain that side, probably. So I agree with that. Luke Edward, hi Redmen, last night's team was good after 30 minutes-ish, Núñez to start 100%, Núñez 100% to start, he has to, doesn't he? I mean, the lad's got 6 goals and 1 assist in 636 minutes of action for us this season. That crosses Premier League, Champions League and obviously the Community Shield there as well. 6 goals, 1 assist, 636 minutes. That's pretty damn good, isn't it? And that's the thing, like when you compare his goals to signing of the summer, Gabriel Jesus, they're there or thereabouts. One's a massive, massive flop and one's signing of the summer. And it's mad how these transfers are framed, isn't it? One's come from inside the league, one's come from outside the league, one's in a team that's playing really well, one's in a team that's struggled so far this season. Add all those things up, mix it all around a little bit, and all of a sudden, Nunes is a flop, and Gabriel Jesus is the best player that the world's ever seen, even though we've seen him for 5 years, he was nowhere near as good as he was this season. Lewis Moosey says, Ox will be on the bench over Keita and by Cetic, in my opinion. Okay, that's interesting, fair play. As far as other formations go, again, we could move into that 4-1-2, 4-3-1-2. The other option, of course, is playing a straight-up 4-3-3, where you maybe do that instead. But that ends up being almost exactly the same as what we saw. Firmino's starting position is different, of course. Firmino was dropping very deep and getting onto Fabinho's toes last night, wasn't he? And again, I wouldn't be too displeased if he did something like that again. Obviously, we've not seen it, but I do feel like because, and I said it before, so apologies for repeating myself, because we're at Anfield, because it's under the lights, because it's Premier League, because it's must win, I feel like he'll go with the sort of four attackers thing again. The one lad I'd love to see starting this one is Mr. Ear Infection himself, Juan Thiago Alcantara. And again, for me, it would be Fabinho this time if Henderson is fit and available after his knock. Thiago would make everything tick. I think, you know, you could imagine it already, can't you? That ball just whoop, looping over the top for Nunes to run into space behind, cut inside, get right in front of the keeper and then miss it. Or go 25 yards out and hit a volley that goes sailing into the top bin. I really like Darwin Nunes. I really, really do. And I do think he's going to be one of those players, unfortunately, that divides opinion. He's going to score great goals, but he might not be a great goal scorer, as Steve Plunk said to me last night. As far as the other options go, could James Milner start at right back for Trent Alexander-Arnold? Could we see James Milner over there? It wouldn't surprise me. The other option, of course, is Costas to come in for Andy Robertson. We know how good his set-piece delivery is. We know how good of a defender he is. Does he join the attack in quite the same way that we saw Robertson do last night? Probably not. When he gets into that final third, he's probably a little bit less effective than him. And then the other one, of course, as well, is Joe Gomez for Ibu Konate. If Ibu's fit and he can play 90 minutes, I'm playing Ibu Konate 100%. And then that's it, really. Kurt Jones, obviously, could come in. I don't think he'll be in a two-man midfield again. It wouldn't surprise me if he did something like that, though, with Jones or with Fabio Carvalho in his stead. Because these boys are, obviously, this lad's had a cracking little start to his Liverpool career so far. I think the first couple of performances were maybe a little bit better than the last couple, but teams are starting to get used to him now, maybe a touch. So there we go. Jones obviously needs to step up this season and showcase exactly what he can do as a footballer for Liverpool Football Club. And there we go. I'm back to my starting 11 itself. Could Bacic get a run out at some point, says Ethan Murphy? Absolutely. This lad oozes class for me. I really, really, really like him. You know, when you just watch a football and you think, it just, the game comes to him really easily. He takes things nice and, you know, calmly. For want of a better word, calm is how he sort of uses the ball, isn't it? He never seems to be rushed. He seems to keep the ball, just play it simple. And that's what I think you need to do as a young lad coming into the team. I've been really, really, really impressed with Bajčetić. And I do think he's got a really high ceiling at Liverpool as well. Darth Sidious. Oh, Darth. Are we getting to the point where rotation isn't a big factor with so little games left? Surely you can afford to start a strong 11, just sub for the rest. I think you're probably right at the moment with that. Obviously, we've got the League Cup upcoming. We've got a dead rubber pretty much, unless we can beat Napoli by three goals to nil to go through in first. Maybe it's not a dead rubber. Maybe we need to try and go for that. But obviously, if we can get through in first place in the Champions League group, fucking brilliant, because the second place teams are looking like it's a really hard draw right now. But is it at the detriment of people's fitness? I don't know. And are you really likely to beat what looked like the cream of the crop in terms of the Champions League in our group this season by 3-0? Maybe not the way Liverpool have been playing right now, I think, anyway. Richard Huttonson just says it's a must-win game this Saturday night. It is. It's very much a must-win game. And look, we just can't afford to lose any more ground. I'll be doing the build-up show later on this afternoon. That promises to be a good show. A couple of great little guests coming in, so can't wait for that one. Thank you very much for watching the Starting 11 Prediction Show. Leave me your thoughts in the comments section, of course. and tell me why I'm wrong or why I'm right, Sarah.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.